Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Two Off the First for September 16th, 2022. I'm Ryan Ballingy. Great to have you here. We are presented by our friends at French Lick Resort. Two stories for you today. One of them sort of dealing with Tiger Woods and Will Zalatoris, and then another dealing with Bryson DeChambeau and what sounds like some pending changes to LIV Golf. So I'm going to save Tiger for second, Tiger and Willie Z for second. I think it's a fun story. Let's end on fun, and let's kick things off with Bryson DeChambeau, who made some comments yesterday ahead of the LIV Golf event, which they are terming LIV Golf Chicago. It is not Chicago. It's in Sugar Grove. It's like an hour and a half away. Nevertheless, they're having an event there. And Bryson actually gave a really interesting press conference. And I will say about the LIV events, I feel like these guys, when they're not being asked about the source of the money that they've taken, they give some interesting conversation. They make some insightful things available to the media. And I'll give Bryson credit for being at least somewhat honest, I guess. I don't know if it's totally honest, but at least somewhat honest about what's going on and where he's at with golf and where he's at personally with golf, where he's at watching golf as a consumer, as a fan, and then what's going on with LIV. So wide-ranging variety of things. But I think the thing that stood out to me most was kind of toward the tail end of the press conference where he was asked about potential changes that players could be interested in and that LIV could be pursuing to try to get world golf ranking points. And DeChambeau says, we're doing anything and everything to satisfy the criteria of the OWGR. Now, if you don't know, and I wouldn't expect you to know, but there are a lot of criteria that a golf tour has to meet to be able to qualify for world golf ranking points. So you don't have to play 72 holes, actually. However, if you play 54 holes under the current system, you can't award more than something like 12 points to the winner, which is basically useless. It wouldn't work out. There's also a rule that you have to be in existence for a couple of years. So you can't just get points right away, which is kind of weird, but and I think was really more meant for this concept of one Asia back in the day, but I'm not certain about that. And then you've got some other things. You got to have like an average number of players has got to be in the 70s. You've got to have, 72 hole events for the most part to get full points. You've got to have scheduled 72, by the way. It doesn't necessarily have to go 72, but scheduled 72. So there are a whole bunch of other criteria as well. And then you just got to get an approval from this board, which, by the way, has all of the tours that are against you, their commissioners or executives on the board. So really hard to get past all of that. But nevertheless, there's a series of follow-up questions about it. Bryson says he's part of those discussions, says the players have kind of banded together. They've had a player meeting, at least one, if not several, and that they've had some back and forth with the folks at the OWGR. Peter Dawson's involved with that. Used to be the head of the RNA, moved into the OWGR when he stepped away as the chief executive of the RNA. And what Bryson says, from what I can tell and from what LIV officials have told, could tell me, and that's all. That's all it is. We're going to get to a conclusion, hopefully here in the coming months, in regard to how this is all going to work out. But yeah, there will be tweaks. There will be adjustments on both ends. It's going to have to be. This has never been done before, and there has to be compromise if we want to work effectively in this ecosystem, end quote. Now, I don't think Bryson, I mean, I'm sure the LIV folks have lied to the players repeatedly. I'm almost certain of that, especially just knowing kind of how Greg Norman operates. I'm pretty certain these guys have been lied to or given some artificially inflated information, you know, those types of things, either to get them to sign or about the progress of things with the World Golf Ranking or getting into the majors. I mean, that's why Greg Norman's still trying to make appeals publicly for the majors to, quote unquote, be neutral in regard to how they judge LIV players and whether they can get in or not, whether they respect them based off of the World Golf Ranking, all that stuff. And that's a whole thing for another conversation. But it sounds like LIV is going to have to consider changing their format in one, if not many ways, to be able to satisfy the official World Golf Ranking. And I think there are all kinds of different options on the table. One, they're going to have to either go 54 holes with less points or 72 holes to get full points. I don't think there's going to be a budge on that. I don't think there's going to be movement on that. Or if you have 54 holes, you're going to take just a percentage of what you would get, maybe 3/4, maybe 80%. Not sure what that is, but that's what you're going to get given the field rating, which is then going to progressively make your players look worse because they're never going to get enough points to catch up to the best players on the PGA Tour. And it works against them because the official World Golf Ranking has changed. So right now, it works against the PGA Tour because the PGA Tour used to have basically all of the top 50 and really the top 200 is what they had. So in the old system, the top 200 players earned points toward how your tournament was rated. And so if you had most of the top 200, or if you had even a good chunk of them, you were doing great, giving away a ton of points. Well, the system has changed. Now it's based on two things. One, how many players are in the field? Because every player counts. So the more players you have in the field, the better off that you are. However, also matters is this notion of world ranking strokes gained. And that really reduces the amount of points that are available for every tournament. Great example was the Tour Championship, 30 players. Last year was like 62, 64 points to the winner. A lot of points because pretty much every great player was in the field. Similar field, not as good, but similar field this year, 38 points to the winner. Not that much better, honestly, than the Korn Ferry Tour's finals event that week, which is pretty frustrating if you're the best players in the world thinking, well, surely we're going to get a ton of points for this. So that's working against the PGA Tour right now because all of a sudden you're going to start dragging guys down by average point value. Meanwhile, the LIV guys aren't playing tournaments and they're not playing tournaments that are getting world ranking points. So you're in a position, if you're a LIV guy, where your points are coming off, yes, because that's what the system does in very small increments of time. But even though that's happening, you're not adding to your divisor. You're not adding to the number of tournaments that you've officially played that count for the world ranking. So you might get fewer points, but your divisor also continues to go down or get toward the minimum. So it actually kind of keeps your position longer than you might expect. But in the long haul, you got to earn points. And under the new system, you basically are penalized for having fewer bodies in the tournament. There's also the very important matter, I think, in the World Golf Ranking now, that every player who makes a cut gets points, pretty much. Whether it might not be much, but you get something. And so if you get something for making a cut, how do you award points to a tournament like LIV where there is no cut? So do they have to engineer a cut? Do they have to start with their 48 and knock off 16 after two rounds? Do you do that? Do you start with a larger number? Do you start with 72 and you knock it down? Because if you're going to keep the shotgun start format, there's only so much you can do. You have three players per hole and you have two holes open, which means you can really only add under that format six more players. So you're going to have 54 players. You could call it LIV Golf, have 54 players, but even still, you're not satisfying the World Golf Ranking requirement. You could change it and have two waves. You could say you have, we're going to have two shotguns. We're going to have a shotgun at 10 a.m. and a shotgun at 2 p.m. or something like that. You could do it that way. Then you could have 96 players or 108 players, and you could have a cut. But part of the huge appeal of this to a lot of the players that signed was getting a guaranteed payday every week, even if you played like total crap. So how would that work out? Then how do you modify the team component to that? Because if you now introduce a cut, how does that work? If you have one guy from the team before that makes the cut, that guy can't win. There's no chance. So how does that work? There's going to be some questions about that. So it's a really interesting discussion in a vacuum of what they're trying to do or what they could do to appease the World Golf Ranking folks. Still remembering that at the end of the day, you're going to have to get past Big J Monahan and Keith Pelley to get these things approved. At a minimum, you have to get past them. So I don't really know what they think they're going to be able to do, but I don't know. I really don't know. It could happen, but I remain skeptical. For the same reason I remain skeptical that Greg Norman said there are four networks that they're negotiating with for a television deal. Not traditional networks, not the ones that matter. They're definitely not negotiating with them. They could be negotiating with Fox. But again, Fox has so much sports inventory because they air so much stuff. I don't know how you even get on Fox TV. You might get on FS1 and FS2, which honestly ain't that great. That's awful, truly. So I don't see how that works in their favor, but we'll see. We'll get there. Also, some very strange questions in the news conference. I think it's just kind of funny that Liv kind of allows these like social media influencer guys who think that they're funny. And they ask stupid questions of the players every week, and I don't know if they like it or not. I really don't know if they care for it or not, but here's a line of questioning I just think is hilarious. Question. A lot of fans have been calling you their thick king, and by fans, I mean myself. Can you speak on that? Bryson says, well, I think I'm just trying to look at what you've presented here today. I'm trying to go after your look now. I was pretty big. I decided to lean out because I was getting too close to looking like you and your physique. And now I'm kind of cut back a little bit, lost a couple pounds, and trying to look sleek and slim as you. Response, I'm going to cry when I go home tonight. Bryson, why? Questioner, because I'm fat. Hearing it from my father figure really hurts. Bryson, we'll talk about it after. We'll get you on a whole 30-day diet and call it a day. And that's like in so many different... It's in a lot of them. And I think it's these people who are like, they're called country club adjacent, who like think they're funny, but they're not. And it's just, it's funny because it's in there. And as a media person, like, what the hell is going on here? But it is kind of sad. Now, Bryson did say one other thing I thought that was interesting. Bryson says there is a television contract coming. It could be a pay for play, could be on a garbage network. I would be very shocked if it got better than that. Amazon and Apple are out. Three of the four major networks are out. Fox is your only option. Fox has a lot of inventory. So I'm very curious how this is going to work, but they seem, at least Bryson, very unequivocally, seem confident there's going to be a TV contract coming. We'll see. Bryson said there were 180,000 concurrent viewers during the playoff, which is accurate. That's not inaccurate. Over 2 million unique viewers watched. That's over 3 days. That's not great, though. And that's worldwide. That's also awful. That's pretty solid. Someone's going to take the dive on us. I don't know. I don't think that they are. But remains to be seen. Anyway, second story for the day. I want to get to something from Will Zalatoris. He did an interview. And the interview... Oh, I don't remember the provenance of this. Oh, that's it. He was on In Depth with Graham Bensinger. Graham's done this kind of like time by cable show forever. He's a good interviewer, does a really good job. He has all kinds of different sports figures on the show. And so I guess Will Zalatoris was one of those guys he most recently had on. And I thought the most interesting thing that he said, well, he said two things that were interesting. One, he said, quote, if Rory was... McIlroy was born in the United States, I vote for him for president because he's just one of the most intelligent, well-spoken, introspective people I've ever met. I loved him growing up, watching him play, but now that I've gotten to know him and see how he's been such a good custodian of the game, it's so cool. We're lucky to have a guy like that around. I think that's, again, kind of, as we talked about in the last show, when John Rahm came out and said, look, I'm not leaving for LIV Golf. The rumors were wrong. And one of the rumor accounts or LIV accounts said, oh, well, Rahm's sick of being on the Rory Tour. They were saying, oh, a top 10 player is sick of being on the Rory Tour. Well, I don't know if that's necessarily the case. I mean, I feel like this quote from Zalatoris kind of says and kind of spells out why players may have decided to stay. I mean, Cameron Young decided to stay because there was a plan in place, because of Rory McIlroy and Tiger Woods putting a plan together. And he was very open about that. I don't think he was probably the only one. I would be kind of shocked if Hideki doesn't someday say, hey, they put together a plan and that's why I'm still doing this. But the part that really caught my eye, I didn't listen to it, but was the conversation, a part of the conversation where Zalatoris talks about Tiger Woods. And he says he wants to play with Tiger Woods before he retires. He said, just to do it, Zalatoris said. And that he kind of wishes Tiger Woods would apply for an exemption to be able to play golf in a cart. Says, quote, dude, get in a cart. I'm going to play with you. I want to see you when you're 50. You've proven people wrong countless times, like even coming back from injuries. And I'm like, get in the damn cart, end quote. Kind of love that. I mean, I don't know if Tiger ever do. I mean, Tiger has said repeatedly, I'm only going to play golf if I can walk 72 holes, if I can do what's expected of me, as I've done my entire career. And he's been on the record about that in news conferences before. I can't cite you chapter and verse, but I know I've heard it, and I'm pretty sure it's been at the Hero World Challenge. He is not going to play golf on the PGA Tour if he needs to take a cart. And I would be willing to wager he would never play golf on the PGA Tour Champions, even if he could take a cart. Just not in his interest. It's not what he wants to do. But can you imagine how cool it would be just to have Tiger back in some capacity if he could take the cart? I mean, no one seems to be bothered by it, especially if you look at the ratings for when he plays with Charlie in the PNC Championship and they could take a cart for that. Nope. I mean, the ratings are sky high. People love watching Tiger Woods with his son. Now, that's part of the appeal of it, Tiger and Charlie together. But if you told people, all right, Tiger Woods coming back to the PGA Tour, but the only way he's going to do it is if he rides a cart. Will you watch him? They go, hell yeah, I'm going to watch that guy. Of course I'm going to watch that guy. Greatest of all time. The rules say you can have a cart. Take the cart. I'm going to watch him. It would be through the roof. I mean, people love following John Daly around the PGA Championship because he gets a cart. They love it. They either heckle him or cheer him on or both. And he just has a Diet Coke in the cup holder and goes from tee to green 18 times. People love it. No one cares. I honestly don't think people really care that much about the cart thing. I mean, I understand why we have in the history of golf walking and why you still do it. But it wouldn't be so bad if you had one cart event. Really, it wouldn't. And I mean, if you did it if Tiger did it in his kind of one-off situations, if you said, all right, let's go find a really hill. I mean, Riviera is not an easy walk. A Riviera Tiger, you can have a cart. As long as you're the tournament host, go play, you're in the field, go have a cart. And he said yes. It'd be people, and he could have the custom cart, like he did when he did the Capital One match things. People would be all about it. So I think Will Zalatoris is onto something here. I also know he's never going to get his wish, but he could be onto something here, and I thought it was really interesting. If you want to check out more of Zalatoris's interview with Graham Bensinger, you could do that. You can watch the video. I think it's Yahoo Sports that usually has it. It's on your cable stations as well, but that might take a little while to come out. But I think you could also, I just looked at the transcript through golfchannel.com, and I'm not going to transcribe that. I don't have time for that. But they did it. It's worth a read. All right, that's going to do it for us today on the show. Thank you so much for listening. Give us a subscription through your favorite social media service. I'm at the handle Ryan Ballingy on Twitter. Golf News Net is the handle for pretty much every social media service except on Snap and TikTok because I'm not doing that kind of thing. We'll be back tomorrow with a show. It may be a little later than usual. Just a heads up, got a social commitment tonight that is going to definitely put me out of commission. And then we got coaching soccer tomorrow. Our undefeated Badgers are going to try to go 2-0 in the first actual game. We won the first game by forfeit. But don't tell anybody that. We are undefeated, and nobody needs to know how we won that game. All right, I'm Ryan Balaji saying thank you for listening, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.